Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. I'm sitting down this morning with Holly McCormack, who is the CEO of Cottage Hospital. Holly, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about your background.
Sure. So my name is Holly McCormack, and I have been the CEO at Cottage Hospital for about 2 years now. I've been with the organization for 13 years total. I am a registered nurse, and I have been the chief nursing officer as well at Cottage Hospital. Our hospital is a 35-bed critical access hospital, so 25 inpatient beds, and then a 10-bed geriatric psych distinct part unit. And we're also a level 4 trauma center.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time. And I'd love to start our discussion this morning with what you're most excited about right now.
So there's a lot to be excited about in the CEO role. One of the things in particular that we're working on right now is strategic planning. And so that process is looking at what we provide to our community, what our community health needs assessment shows that our needs are, and working with our community stakeholders to try to go through the planning process and make a thoughtful plan that will help guide us through the next few years. And that includes looking at things in our organization like service lines and our use of space and other technologies we can bring in.
And what are some of the issues that you're currently spending most of your time on?
I think it's the same things that you'll hear from others and a theme of the conference this week here at Becker's, and that's looking at workforce. And workforce from many different levels. We're looking at workforce around nursing, which I think we've heard a lot about. And we know during the pandemic, we lost a lot of nurses to retirement, and we lost a lot of nurses who went off to travel. But we're also looking at other layers of staffing issues. And so that can be our nursing assistants and providers. I think providers, there's been a lot of conversation this week at the Becker's conference about physician shortages that are looming in the next 10 years. And that's something we really need to focus on at our hospital.
And as a physician leader, what is the most effective thing that healthcare leaders can do right now to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years?
So I'm actually a nurse leader.
A nurse leader, yes, my apologies.
I have a doctor in nursing practice, so I think I should clarify that. But I think some of the things we need to focus on to be successful in the next few years is really building a strong team and having a strong team around me, which I'm fortunate to do. You have to be nimble in healthcare, and especially as a leader over a small rural critical access hospital. We have to be paying attention to our workforce. We have to be looking at strategy. And so in order to be successful, you need to be able to navigate those things and be constantly learning and doing research and figuring out what the trends are and keeping an eye on many different things all at one time. And that's why it's so important to have a strong team around you.
And as we wrap up our conversation this morning, I'd love to just touch on staffing issues. So what is the top issue you're experiencing related to staffing, and how are you approaching it? And then what kind of results are you seeing? And can you share any of those best practices or resources?
So I think the approach is kind of, it has to be multifaceted. You can't just, it's not a one size fits all. We have four generations in the workforce right now. And so to focus one strategy would be wrong. We want to make sure that we are making our environment, our culture in the hospital, one that people want to come to and stay at. We want to make it attractive to nurses and healthcare workers that are just entering the workforce. We want to make it a place where they can come and grow, but we also want to make it a place where people want to stay and they want to work out longevity in their career. You know, nurses went into travel to go see other facets of nursing, other areas of the country, but they're returning to us. And that's something that I think we've been successful in, is seeing about a 25% of our hires over the last year have been people that have returned to us that had left the hospital. And so I think that speaks to our culture. And so when you're talking about best practices, I think the best practice is to really focus on the culture of your organization and to make that your top priority. I think that's really where the focus needs to be.
Wonderful. Well, Holly, thank you so much for sitting down with me this morning on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.